are the writers actually satirizing the Bush administration with this series?
A bit, because he doesn't even get the first mess cleaned up until a new mess presents itself that he has to clean up on the way to that mess. Okay, we're going to save the world. Okay, we're going to save the world. Oh, crap, there's another nuclear bomb. Can we go by? Don't get on the 101. Okay, it's all blocked up. Okay, can we take Route 66, pick up that dirty bomb, and then go on and solve the world's problems? Yes, okay. Well, you're really pushing it close to the wire. Tick, 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 tick. And then you have then it goes to commercial, and it comes back, and then the 24 starts running way fast. That's another inference of how they're using within an hour to give a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
And then a season. Now, see, now look at this now. They do a day in 24 hours, and they give the time, tick, an hour at a time.
Yeah.
Okay? But it takes an entire season to do a day. Because this whole thing is one day's worth of flow.
Yeah, like James Joyce's Ulysses, Bloomsday, June 16, 1904.
But do you get that, though? That each session, weekly session, is an hour. This takes place in actual time, okay?
Yeah.
So that 24 hours is one day, which is a season. And then that one season then comes down to 1 hour at a time. And then that 1 hour at a time comes to one 24-hour period. And yet anyone human that could do the seasons and have one day and it go like that would have to get rid of the false premise called time.
Yeah, that's right. It's showing the reality of no time.
Because you can't get there. But it stretches it way out and then pulls it back in. And we say you human creators use this as an example of how to dismiss the false premise of time.
Yeah, so they exaggerate time. The involvement of 1 hour.
They protract it.
They protract it and compress it. They do both directions, so where your directional sense is gone, and the witting effect by Cochran and Cernot is to show no time? Do they mean that?
Yes, of course.
All right. And you say they are... It was interesting how they pulled off this a patriotic show celebrating those that supposedly were protecting us through the last decade. Okay. But they subtly said, okay, let's show how great they are, but it flips into satirical irony or parody. So they actually were undermining the Bush agenda, and they meant that?
Well, it was actually more Reaganomics than anything.
Okay. Yeah, Reaganomics, yeah.